K-Mud's listening area has been greatly impacted by the MP-18 fire that started in the Hoopa Valley on Friday evening. It now stands at around 1,335 acres as of this broadcast recording in the early evening of Monday, August 10th. The fire started around milepost 18 of State Highway 96, which has been closed to traffic due to ongoing fire operations. Caltrans confirmed the highway will continue to be closed overnight due to the fire. The MP-18 fire grew to approximately 374 acres on Saturday, before being reported at 500 acres on Sunday morning. Sunday saw more rapid growth, and by Sunday, the MP-18 fire in Hoopa Valley was estimated at 1,335 acres via data from perimeter mapping by CAL FIRE. That number stayed reported as the same on Monday, August 10th. Hoopa Valley Tribal Chairman Joe Davis has declared a state of emergency due to risks posed by the wildfire for residents and property. There are currently evacuation warnings in place for most of the eastern side of the Hoopa Valley, and residents should pack their belongings and be ready to leave. KMUD News spoke with Hoopa Emergency Manager Rob Roy Latham today to learn more about current firefighting efforts and the situation on the ground.
The current fire situation is firefighters remain actively engaged in suppression operations. Priorities are to fully suppress the fire, protect communities, provide property, infrastructure, cultural values, and natural resources, limit fire growth, and keep the fire west of Mill Creek drainage, south of Bull Creek and Norton Creek, and east of Highway 96. Fire operations. Crews are improving dozer lines, standing hose lays, and using direct attack where conditions allow. Dozers are reopening existing dozer lines and improving roads, providing safer firefighter access and stronger barriers against fire spread. Mop up west of Highway 96 continues to reduce the potential for the fire to spread outside the current footprint. Steep terrain, snag hazards, limited natural barriers and access, and the potential for extreme fire behavior continue to make the incident operationally complex. Additionally, engines, heavy equipment crews, and aircraft are supporting suppression efforts. Public safety, avoid closed or restricted fire areas, especially the Mill Creek, Big Hill areas, and give firefighters an emergency equipment room to operate. Continue monitoring official emergency information and be prepared to respond promptly if conditions change or additional public safety instructions are issued. Evacuation. There are no new evacuation orders at this time. Continue to monitor Humboldt County, Everbridge, and Zonehaven for official alerts for evacuation updates. Road closure. Highway 96 is currently under a hard closure for safety reasons and fire traffic. Follow all directions from law enforcement and fire personnel. Prohibited fire active roads. Residents must stay away from prohibited fire active roads, including Hostler Ridge, Mill Creek Road, and Big Hill Road. These roads are restricted for active fire suppression and emergency traffic. Do not enter unless specifically authorized by fire or law enforcement personnel. Firefighters and public safety remain our highest priorities.
That was Hoopa Emergency Manager Rob Roy Latham with an update on the ongoing MP-18 fire in the Hoopa Valley. As he stated, Route 96 is still under a hard closure. Evacuation warnings are in effect, and residents need to stay away from Hostler Ridge, Mill Creek Road, and Big Hill Road. As of this broadcast recording, evacuation warnings are active for zones HIA-E002, HIA-E003, HIA-E004, HIA-E006, and HIA-E014-A. You can also check out the Watch Duty app or call Humboldt County OES on their after-hours line at 707-445-7251 for more information. Air quality across our region has been impacted greatly by the MP-18 fire in Hoopa. That will likely continue. The North Coast Air Quality Management District stated today, quote, "The recent MP-18 fire located just north of the town of Hoopa along the east side of Highway 96 within the Hoopa Valley Reservation is generating the smoke mostly in Humboldt and Trinity County. Presently, smoke impacts are locally greater within the Hoopa Valley from predominant northerly winds affecting the town of Hoopa and Weechpec. Overall, smoke is mainly affecting the Hoopa Valley and then traveling southeast along the Trinity River, impacting towns along Highway 299 into Weaverville and Hay Fork. Smoke is also traveling along the South Fork Trinity River into Hyam Pom and seen as far south as Ruth Lake, and additionally affecting communities along the Klamath River within the Yurok Reservation. Smoke modeling indicates that smoke may continue to affect communities. A shift in wind direction and change in the weather may also cause widespread haze along the coast and affect other areas. Over the next few days, smoke impacts may see AQI or air quality index levels that range from unhealthy for sensitive groups to even periods of unhealthy to very unhealthy at times." End quote. We will continue to keep our listeners updated on the MP-18 fire in Hoopa Valley on our newscast, via on-air alerts, and our social media channels, all provided by the KMUD News Department and our emergency response team. Reporting for KMUD, I'm April Lewis.